Silence, written by Fine Meal and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the characters Danny Fenton and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been lying.
The city itself is blanketed in snow, the sky littered with clouds. Danny can't see past them to see the stars, but perhaps the light pollution would hide them anyway. It's late. But even in this late hour, the city is lit up with streetlights and Christmas lights. Christmas. Danny doesn't know how close it is to Christmas. It could be November, maybe even October for all he knows. Has he missed Hanukkah? He had planned to set up a menorah and light candles, had practiced his Hebrew to get the blessings just right. Maybe he'd say it just right enough to make Bubba proud. She had been polite during Hanukkah last year, but Danny knew his humming of the songs and botched pronunciations hadn't gone unnoticed. Hell, even Sam's parents hadn't commented, probably filled with holiday spirit. Hanukkah at the Mansons had been the highlight of his year, and he had looked forward to it this year. Now, the Mansons probably celebrate with melancholy in the air, if they manage to celebrate at all. The whole Sam left behind. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees a Christmas tree. A huge one the city probably puts up, and probably does so every year. A fake tree, but one lit up and decorated lovingly. He flies around it, and thinks about how the Foleys always had the best tree. It was decorated to the nines, so many lights and decorations you couldn't even see the tree anymore. Only ornaments, tinsel, and lights. Danny loved helping to put it together, even if the holiday left a bad taste in his mouth. The Foleys weren't like his family, though. They didn't ruin Christmas dinner by accidentally contaminating it with ectoplasm. Didn't argue about how real Santa was. Didn't make Christmas the worst time of year. Tucker's house was warm and inviting around Christmas, whereas his own was cold and empty. Danny can't remember any Christmas he ever enjoyed. Not spent at his own house, anyway. But now, he finds himself yearning for them. They were awful, never enjoyable, but they were with his family. And how much he yearns for his family. Tears freeze on his face as he turns to face the sky, floating aimlessly again. Memories of what he's lost make him contemplate accepting Vlad's offer rather than refusing his outstretched hand. He's been running from him for so long, jumping from the ghost zone to somewhere random in the world. He'd finally mastered portals. Sam and Tucker would have been so proud of him, especially since he'd managed to actually lose the Elder Ghost. His memories of Dan and what the future would hold are the only thing preventing him from taking Vlad's outstretched hand. Danny feels as empty as his future had promised, and he doesn't know if he'd be strong enough not to accept it. The only comfort he has that he will never become Dan is the promise he made Clockwork make. After everything, he had made Clockwork promise to destroy him if his future ever showed him becoming Dan. Clockwork had stated that he wasn't allowed to interfere, but Danny had stated that he already had, and he wasn't going to let himself become Dan. Ever. Danny still thinks the only reason Clockwork agreed is because he never will become Dan. But he wanted to be careful. Better safe than slaughter everyone, you know? A swish coming past him snaps him out of his thoughts, turning sharply. Before him is a man, a creature. He can't tell what it is. He hasn't been around humans for so long, he can't recognize them anymore. Whatever it is, it's staring at Danny with white eyes. The only thing not covered in black or gray is the bottom half of its face? Is that a face? It certainly looks like a mouth, like a chin. It's possible that this thing is human, but many creatures disguise themselves as human-like. There's no way to tell these days. Danny's not even aware that he's got his ectoblasts in his palms until the being raises its hands. Danny tilts his head, narrowing his eyes. He doesn't lower his own hands, positioning himself in a more offensive pose. He refuses to be caught off guard. Never again. And this being is an unknown, and a dangerous one, technically. Hey there, I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. The Haffa is not soothed by this, and raises his fists higher. What even are you? Danny snarls, hating the way his voice cracks slightly, his fists shaking. I'm Batman, a vigilante that protects God. Don't! He shouts suddenly. Don't, please. I don't want to know where I am, Danny says softer. He'll be less likely to run to Vlad if he doesn't even know where to go to find him. Still, just because this entity claims to be a vigilante doesn't mean it won't attack Danny. Danny's tired of being hurt. He just wants to go home. But home no longer exists. And even when he was home, he got hurt. By vigilantes, technically. They called themselves ghost hunters, ecto-scientists. But in the end, they were vigilantes too. Just because you're a vigilante doesn't mean you won't hurt me. Your promises are meaningless to me, Danny practically growls, proud of the way he only fumbles while speaking once. It's hard to speak around the lump in his throat, and he can feel his tears freezing on his face. That's true, the vigilante concedes, hands still raised. How can I prove to you that I won't hurt you? Danny stares at the being, glaring, ectoblasts ready when he needs them. He searches the man's eyes. If they're his eyes. He still can't tell if this Batman is indeed a man or not. A human one, at least. You can't, the Haffa admits eventually, but lowers his hands anyway. It hurts to admit, but no matter what this stranger says or does, he will never fully trust him. He's been burned too many times, literally. But this stranger approached him and hasn't hit him yet, so he's already kinder than most of the folks he knows. New. Keeping that in mind, Danny goes to the ledge the being is on, but stays 6 feet away. It gives him enough time to react should he need to. He won't attack first. He can't. He's been labeled a menace for so long, he doesn't know if he can handle being labeled one here as well. The Batman creature must be able to tell that while Danny is sitting, he is not giving in. So instead, it sits down, maintaining the 6 foot distance Danny had set. Silence. It wraps around them as they sit there, together. Danny still isn't used to the sound of silence. His family was so loud, always having something to say, something to do. He finds it ironic how he misses the things he used to hate. Looking at the city below and around them, he thinks that he even misses the Christmas argument. Christmas lights still fill him with dread. He can hear the Santa argument in his ear, even though they're gone. But now, they also fill him with a deep, lingering sadness, knowing he'll never hear that argument ever again. Jazz used to take him someplace to get him away from the argument, or distract him. Nothing ever worked, and Danny convinced her to give up, that it wasn't worth it anymore. He begins to cry harder as he wishes more than anything that he had one of her hugs right now. Is it almost Christmas? Danny whispers, feeling the silence shatter at his words. For a moment, he wishes he could take the words back and not say anything. Yes, the being answers, staring down at the city as Danny looks up toward the sky. Danny thinks about how the city is blanketed not only by the smog, but by the clouds. How close? The Haffa turns to look at the entity, beginning to curl into himself without thinking, as if he could protect himself from the reality of the answer. It's Christmas Eve. Danny feels tears begin to fall harder as he gives a quiet, "Oh." He looks up again. He wishes he could see the stars, but even if the smog wasn't there, even if there weren't any clouds, he knows the light pollution would still hide the stars from his view. Is that why you're sitting with me? Because it's Christmas Eve? The Haffa eventually asks. When there's no immediate answer, Danny turns to face the being. He sees the being's white eyes staring back at him. Pondering, perhaps. Danny can't tell. He doesn't know this being, at all, really. Certainly not enough to get a read on them. No one deserves to be alone during the holidays, it eventually states. Danny tilts his head some more. Are you alone? Batman looks away, looking down at the city. Yes and no. Danny looks up into the sky. He doesn't ask Batman to elaborate, doesn't need them to. Danny understands, after all. He felt like that all the time. And now he's just alone. Well, then we can be alone together, Danny states after a moment, closing his eyes. A soft hum can be heard to Danny's right, acknowledgement, acceptance. Then, silence. The end.
I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been quiet for so long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been silent for so long.